This is More Is All You Need, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Waring Taring and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and is Jen, featuring the pre-relationship of Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson. Additional tags for Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Post Stranger Things 4, Volume 2, Fix It, Hurt Comfort, Pre-Relationship, Holding Hands. Spoilers! Eddie Munson lives. Author's notes. Here's a Band-Aid. Heart. Title from Metallica's Master of Puppets. Because. Happy Face. Eddie holds on. He made his choice not to run. He slipped into the Upside Down again with a makeshift shield and spear as his weapons. He played his favorite song on top of his trailer in a literal hell dimension. He braced his feet and decided to stand his ground against a swarm of demon bats. He's not about to let the blood in his mouth and the holes on his sides do him in. Eddie holds on. It's an easy thing to do with Dustin by his side. Dustin, with tears running down his cheeks and his hand right over Eddie's chest, like he can will Eddie's heart into keeping beating. Eddie smiles at him, blood spurting from his mouth. I love you, man. I love you too, Dustin chokes out through the tears. Eddie holds on. A scream tears itself out of Eddie's throat when pain hits him so hard and deep that his vision whites out. Everything gets turned upside down, and isn't that nice, and goes fuzzy around the edges in a way that leaves Eddie wondering if those vines are reaching out for him and dragging him under the earth. But then Eddie feels hands on him. More hands than just Dustin's, grabbing him under his arms and around his legs and picking him up. It's excruciating. It's the worst pain he's ever felt in his entire life, but it means he's still here. So Eddie holds on. It also turns out he's not the only one screaming. He can vaguely recognize other voices around him. Dustin, still. Maybe Robin and Nancy. Steve? But then he's hitting the ground and it's all burning hot pain again and he can't get enough air into his lungs and he's trying. There's a light. Of course there's a fucking light. At least the unnatural shades of gray and red that make up the Upside Down are nowhere to be seen. Neither are the bots. And fuck those bats. So, there's a light. There's a light and a white ceiling and a blurry shadow shape sitting next to... Is he in a bed? He was on the ground. He remembers falling to his knees as a bat wrapped its freaky tail around his neck and pulled him down. He remembers the biting pain of literally turning into a snack for Hell Dimension spawns. He remembers Dustin and screaming and... the fuck? Eddie wheezes as his fingers twitch against the sheets. So he is in a bed. And that blurry, shadowy shape is moving and coming closer and closer and... Easy, boy. A hand on Eddie's forehead, pushing his hair back. Easy. A sob gets caught in Eddie's throat. He's all of 5 and 14 and 20 again, as Uncle Wayne keeps him down with a firm hand on his shoulder, while the other comes to rest on top of his head. Wayne? You're okay, Uncle Wayne tells him. And Eddie can finally focus enough to see the tears around his eyes and the way his chin trembles.
Scared the shit out of me. I'm okay.
Eddie takes stock of himself. His limbs feel like lead, and there's a constant throbbing against his side, and now that he tries to swallow, his throat clicks with a painful sound.
You're okay,
Uncle Wayne repeats. He takes his hand off Eddie's head, and Eddie makes a small sound in protest. He wants that hand back. He wants to feel safe again. And comes back holding a water cup with a straw in it.
Drink up.
The first drop of water against Eddie's tongue feels way more like heaven than the ceiling lights, even as he struggles a little to swallow it down. And the breath he lets out after he finishes drinking is filled with relief. He's okay. Uncle Wayne is here. It means he made...
Where's Dustin?
Eddie asks, voice all scratchy. The fragile smile Uncle Wayne gives him makes something twist inside of Eddie's chest.
Outside. He refused to leave until he woke up.
Eddie lets out a wet laugh and hates the way it makes his stomach hurt. He tries to bring one hand up to his side.
How bad? Bad,
Uncle Wayne answers, and looks like he's going to cry again. He sits back on his chair, but keeps a hand on Eddie's shoulder.
It'll scar.
Metal, Eddie tries to joke. Uncle Wayne snorts and then lowers his head until his forehead rests on Eddie's arm. Eddie wants to lift his hand up and rest it on top of Uncle Wayne's head, like Uncle Wayne did for him, but he can't find the strength for that yet.
Don't ever do that again, you hear me?
Uncle Wayne pleads, and then lifts his head so he can look at Eddie.
I know we don't. I'm with your father.
Uncle Wayne, Eddie whispers, hurting for an entirely different reason now.
But you're my boy, you hear me?
Uncle Wayne squeezes Eddie's arm.
You're the closest thing to a son I have, and I'll be damned if something else happens to you.
Eddie doesn't bother to hold back his tears. When Uncle Wayne lets go of his arm so he can grab Eddie's hand in his, he holds on. Eddie holds on. Eddie should have expected it, but Dustin choking on a breath and then bursting into sobs when he sees Eddie still catches him by surprise.
I'm okay,
Eddie tries to say, when Dustin, very gently, pulls him into a hug.
I'm all right. Eddie!
Dustin shakes his head, his tears sliding down the skin of Eddie's neck.
There was so much blood.
Eddie takes in a shaky breath and knocks their heads together.
I'm here now, all right? I'm okay. I held on. I didn't run. I'm here.
It brings another round of tears from Dustin, and it takes another minute or two before he decides to let go of Eddie. He wipes the tears off his face with the back of his hands before reaching into his pocket for something.
I kept it safe for you.
Eddie's expression goes all kinds of wobbly when Dustin hands him his necklace, guitar pick dangling from it.
It's still a lot of work to raise his arms or move at all, but Eddie takes it from him and sighs at the familiar shape of the pick against his palm. To think this saved our asses, huh?
Eddie muses.
The most metal concert the world's ever seen.
Dustin agrees, still half crying.
Are you too tired?
Eddie blinks up at him. He's exhausted, but that's not any different from how he's felt since this entire thing started.
Why? Want me to play for you again?
Dustin looks at him like he's an idiot.
It's strangely comforting, considering. No, it's just that the others have been waiting to see you. Uncle Wayne made me promise not to let them in if you look too tired.
Eddie's brain catches on Dustin calling Uncle Wayne
Uncle Wayne before it changes track. The others?
Dustin nods.
Steve and Robin. Nancy was here earlier, but she went with the Byers and Elle to Hopper's cabin to try and fix it up.
Hopper?
And there's a smile from Dustin. Yeah, he's not dead. Will said he was in Russian prison for a while and forced to cage fight Demogorgons, but he's here now. Joyce got him.
Eddie stares at Dustin.
That made no sense, man.
Dustin pats him lightly on the arm. I'll tell you all about it after you leave the hospital.
Don't think that'll be for another few days.
Eddie grumbles.
Steve and Robin?
Dustin is already bouncing on his feet.
I'll get them.
Eddie lets out a slow breath and keeps his eyes on the door. His stomach flips when Robin pops her head inside, like she's unsure of her welcome.
When she sees him, the biggest grin stretches over her face.
You look like shit,
are the first words Robin says to him.
Eddie gives her a thumbs up. Don't attack the man while he's down,
Steve chastises her, and pushes her so they all stumble into the room. The angry red marks around Steve's neck are still there, and visible.
You good? I'm not dead, so...
Eddie answers with a little smirk. Steve doesn't smile back. His throat works as he swallows, and he comes to stand next to Eddie's hospital bed.
We swore you were a goner, man. The blood...
Except for all the screaming, Robin adds, unhelpfully. The screaming let us know you were still breathing.
Eddie looks from Steve to Robin and back again.
Thanks for getting me out of there.
It was a group effort, Dustin pipes up from where he's now sitting on the edge of the bed.
I'll have to thank Wheeler later, then,
Eddie says.
Glad you're okay,
Steve says in a quiet tone,
and startles the fuck out of Eddie when he slips his hand around Eddie's.
Seriously.
Yeah, Eddie breathes out, ignoring the way his heart skips a beat.
Me too.
Robin chooses that moment to launch into the story of how they all managed to get the fuck out of the Upside Down, and the aftermath of it all. Lighting Vecna on fire, finding Eddie and dragging them back to the real world, hearing about Max being rushed to the hospital to treat her broken bones. But she's fine, she's fine, she's conscious and talking and pissed as all fuck.
Eddie hears about the Byers and the pizza van,
Hopper and Joyce's reunion, Jason Carver being shoved into a black government car and his family getting the hell out of town. It's a win, all things considered.
And through it all, Steve doesn't let go of his hand.
So Eddie holds on.
Eddie holds on.
The end.
Reader's notes. I apologize if this plotfic is not up to my usual verve and vigor. My annual resolution for 2024 was to make sure I posted at least one plotfic a week, and it is getting close to evening on Saturday night, and I have not posted anything yet, so we are knocking this shit out. It's been on the to-do list for a while, and then getting back to the multiple hours of Top Chef Marathon that I've gone through. But getting this in, thank you to Wearing Tearing Bear and Blanket Permission to Podfic and getting in Eddie's head so deeply, beautifully, and one more Eddie lives to the pile. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for helping me keep my resolution this week for the year. You know what I mean. Anyway, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.